Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Today we would like to conclude our series entitled Restoring the Joy of Thy Salvation. And we would like to tell you to restore the joy of your salvation. The first point is you have to recognize that you lost your joy. And that's the first step. You need to acknowledge your sin. You know, I like what David said in Psalms 51 verse 3. He says, "For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." Verse 4, "Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou may be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest." Boy, I tell you, that is the first step to recovery. Anything, acknowledge that you messed up and that you have sinned, and then you can start on that path to getting it right. So your first thing is to acknowledge that you have lost your joy. You weren't doing the things that God told you to do. You weren't happy as a Christian, and you recognize now that something's missing. And the point is, sin has crept in and you've lost focus on Jesus Christ. Admit that, and then you can start on that road to recovery. Number two, you need to believe that God will forgive you and restore your joy. You need to have the confidence in Him. I like what Psalms 32:5 says. It says this. It says, "I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord," and listen to this, "and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin." God will forgive you when you confess your sins before Him, and know that He'll do that. I think what a lot of people do, once they mess up in life, they never get that joy because they think God hasn't forgave them. But if you've truly acknowledged your sin with a broken and a contrite spirit, know this, that God will forgive you and He will restore you back to where you were. And that was the next thing. Continue in the work that Christ called us to do, and that is to win souls. David said it very clearly in his word. He says, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Then will I teach sinners thy ways." So we have to continue in the work that God has called us to do in the ministry of His word. And that is to bring men and women, lost boys and girls, unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says, "I came to seek and to save that which is lost." And folks, if we're not doing that, we're concentrating on the wrong things. We need to concentrate on what God has called us to do. Satan will have us doing a lot of good things in church, a lot of this and a lot of that. But if that main focus is not to bring men, lost souls to Him, we have concentrated on things that are minor and not those things that are major. And then one thing that you can remember to keep joy in your life, remember this. Remember the simple J-O-Y. The J stands for keeping Jesus first in your life. The O is put others second. And then the Y stands for yourself third. Any other order will not spell joy. If you want to have joy in your life, Jesus must be first. You must think of others above yourself. And then you can have joy in your life. And as Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord. And then again, I say rejoice." So whatever you're going through, always be joyful, because knowing that you know what the end's going to be, and your focus is not on these things that are temporary, your focus is on those things eternal. And then you can display joy, and you can have that peace, that calmness, as the Bible says, that pass all understanding, because you're looking, you're enduring, and you have confidence that Jesus Christ will do what He said He would do. So lift your head up, regain that joy, and let the Lord use you mightily. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.